Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Houser. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Rickard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pete Rickard. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard fires to first and picks off Hinton. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin strikes out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine takes first base on ball four. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Valentine moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Valentine moves to third. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentine scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is hit by the pitch. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 0. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman strikes out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-1 in the game. Savarin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Savarin. The throw from Askew and he is out, Brown applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hinton strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 0. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMullen moves to third. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. Casanova hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-1 in the game. Rickard hits a pop-up towards the mound. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-2 in the game. Houser hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Houser scores. It's Indians, 1, Senators, 1. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard fires to first and has Wagner trapped. There's the throw to Savarin, who tags Wagner for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Savarin strikes out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. King takes first base on ball 4. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. King moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salmon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McMullen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 2 in the game. Casanova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 2 in the game. Rickard bunts towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Casanova moves to second. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Houser hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Chico Salmon. Ron Klein now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Gentile now playing first base. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Savarin bunts towards the mound. Siebert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. King bunts in front of the plate. Askew fields it and throws to first for the out. Savarin moves to second. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser misplays the ball. That's an error on Hauser. Savarin scores. Valentine moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 2, Senators, 2. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard is walked intentionally. Don Locke pinch runs for Frank Howard. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Don Locke now playing center field. Fred Valentine now playing left field. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first, with Klein covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Luis Tiant now pitching. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Ron Klein. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirkland moves to second. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. King hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkland scores. Savarin moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.